come to college and I don't know a soul. So I go to my classes and I go straight home. All of my new self-discovery doesn't matter to these people who don't know me. I thought in college I could really learn the way I would learn how to be gay. But where are they? So I stare in every face that passes in the hall for a flicker of recognition or a sign, however small, with no idea of what I'm trying to find, just the vaguest sort of hope of finding my own kind. Then I discovered in the most unlikely place, it was really just a trace, not even a face. So I'm sitting there minding my own business, when tap, it startled me. Tap, then suddenly I was aware you could hear a pin drop out there. Strange, too quiet for a situation like this. Where is that hiss, that sound of piss? Strange. All of us sitting there silently, none of us doing anything but sitting there silently. The tension was unbearable. Something's going on, I could tell. I couldn't figure out what the hell it was. What do you do in a men's room except what everyone normally does? Tap, while we're all pretending to crap. This guy puts his foot through the gap under the stall and goes tap. I didn't understand it all. That's when I saw the hole in the wall and another in the door to the stall. Then I heard a creak. I got up to peek. Someone's opening a door. Whatever for. I know. Suddenly I know. Yes, of course I know. So I watch the show from behind my door. After that tableau, I think I know the score. And I feel a warmth, a glow inside me. I can feel it grow inside me. I found them, my people, at last. Here they are, the men, the boys. I can find them anytime here. No hassles, no waiting. Don't have to bother dating. And you don't have to spend a dime here. Anytime I want them, the men, the boys. Like a kid who's discovered a sack full of toys. 1, 2, tap your shoe. 3, 4, open your door. 5, 6, pull out dick. 7, 8, fornicate. 9, 10, start again. All you have to do is tap your shoe and get the men, the boys. And then a noise, someone's coming. Quick! Thank you. amazing. He didn't notice them. Half a dozen guys, nothing moving but their eyes, as if they were a mural, a fresco, a frieze. This one probably could have stayed down on his knees. Amazing. He didn't notice anything. Half a dozen guys, nothing moving but their eyes and their feet. This is really gross, but it's kinda neat.
T for tap, and two for tea. Me do you, and you do me. Won't you meet me in the tea room? That oh so sleazy as can be room. Boom, boom, ba, boom, boom, ba, boom, boom, ba, boom. Doom, doom, da, doom, doom, da, doom, doom, da, doom. In the boom, boom, room. The men, the boys. 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 Make love all you want, just don't make any noise. 1, 2, tap your shoe. 3, 4, open the door. 5, 6, pull out dicks. 7, 8, masturbate, fornicate, copulate. 9, 10, start again. All you have to do is tap your shoe and get the men, the boys. And then a noise, someone's coming.
Oh, yes!
There they are, the men, the boys. I can find them any time now. A few hassles, lots of waiting. God forbid you run into a guy you're dating. And I'm wasting lots of time now. Still, whenever I need contact,
the men, the boys,
I know where to go to find it.
The men, the boys,
I have found my people.
The men, the boys,
and who can pass up all those lovely toys?
All you have to do is tap your shoe and get the men, the boys.
Oh, I spent a good part of that year doing the tea room circuit. Bower Hall, Women's Studies, Tally Pavilion, Poli Sci, Shower Stall, in the locker room, alley behind Sigma Chi. And that's just on Wednesday before my anthro class. I was having a great time, and I was hating it. It was so easy, but then I'd see these older guys in there, and I'd think, well, is that me? Is that where I'm heading? The weird thing is that after a few months in Many Men, I realized I hadn't met anyone. I was still walking the halls looking for a friend. Him, him, him. I've had him and him and him. Well, I've maybe had him, but with clothes it's not the same. I'm sure I've had him, and Christ, was it a shame. Him, he was great. I did him twice. He was hot and nasty and sweet and nice. I think he even told me his name. But I forgot. Oh, but he was hot. And I think that he just winked at me. But he walked away, so maybe not. Anytime I want a lover, I know how to dig one up. Anytime I need to get off, I know where to fill my cup. But anytime I need a shoulder, anytime I need a hand, when I want to share my dinner, who is there to understand? Maybe I'm doing this wrong. Maybe I'm doing this wrong. How much true love can a boy get when he's sitting on a toilet? Will I ever really fall for a man I meet in a stall? Maybe I'm doing this. Maybe I'm doing this. Maybe I'm doing this wrong. These weren't my people. This was just a quick way to have sex. I needed friends to help me figure out this being gay thing. You know, role models, a gang, a group, something. No, it was time to try something else, and who knows, while I was out looking for it, maybe I would find true love. I thought it was possible then. I still do. Old habits die hard, though. At the park, in my car, at the library, in my classes, in a movie, at a market, in a restaurant, at the cleaners, I've always got one ear cocked, listening for the tale.